Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome into Off the Record. My name is Trevor Cabana, joined by Mario Bruni, and our guest today is Erie Honors defenseman and captain Cameron Morton. Cam, thank you so much for joining us, and how's it going?
It's good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So here we go, Off the Record, the brand new Erie Honors podcast. Thank you so much for tuning on in. Basically, what we're going to do is talk hockey. We're going to talk about plenty of other stuff as well, just kind of bouncing around, keeping you up to date on all things Erie Otters today. Cam, let's start it right off with, you're the captain now. What did that mean to you, becoming captain of this franchise?
Definitely meant a lot. You know, there's been a lot of great captains in this organization, so to be named that, it's a true honor to be put in that echelon of other players that have been named that.
And Cam, you know, you've been here on this team for a while. How important was it for you to get that C patch? And I know you were with the team last year too, and how important is it for those fans to kind of recognize you as their captain?
It's definitely exciting. Seeing the way that they treated our captains the other years, because I was here 3 years ago as well when Jack Duff was captain, and to see the way that the fans kind of come around you and the way they treat you is definitely something special. So to get the captain, it was cool to see the way that they treat me as well.
You know, one thing, of course, about your game, the one thing that really sticks out, you love to drop the gloves. You know, how did that kind of come about, and how big is that for the team? Because you do that, it can really change the momentum of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, starting as a kid, I was always the bigger kid, always kind of the tougher kid. So just coming into this team, I kind of learned from the older guys on how to fight a little bit. I learned from Duff and I learned from Henry. And just once I got it, came in last year, I was kind of told to be that kind of guy. And I was excited because, I mean, I love doing that kind of stuff. So it's definitely special to get to protect the boys and bring that kind of energy to the crowd and to our team.
It's just something that you can get the building absolutely buzzing. And of course, our fans here in Erie, they're something else, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that last fight, I mean, it was my first actual fight at home. I mean, I got jumped last year in between periods, so that was not really a fight. But this year is definitely a lot more fun finally getting that first fight at home, because, I mean, I think that was my seventh fight. So to finally get one at home, it was definitely exciting.
And those fans were definitely excited to see that. Fan aspect, and Trevor, you and I being from Erie, we've been born and raised on those games and watching the players come through. It's just something special to see, and the team and the fans just both go around and they have a really good time together.
Yeah, it's definitely not like any other building in the OHL. I mean, you get London that has 9,000 every night. I mean, we could have 3,000. It'd definitely still be louder than any other crowd in the OHL. It's just, you never know what's going to happen in the EIA with our fans, for sure.
It's just such a cool atmosphere to be a part of. Now, you mentioned some of the other buildings across the league. Is there a favorite, you know, on the road that you like to travel to and play in?
Probably the Kitchener Auditorium. I like that rink a lot. I mean, I've had some good nights in that rink. They got a good crowd there as well, and it's definitely a historical rink that's kind of fun to play in. You don't really get that much in the OHL.
A lot of the broadcasters I've talked to, that everybody seems to love the Odd. That's a building, you know, as a fan, I would absolutely love to get to one day. But yeah, that just has to be such a cool place to play. Now, I know you guys played there last season without fans. You know, what was that like?
Oh, it was definitely weird. I mean, not having the crowd there, it definitely helps as an away team, but it just doesn't give that same kind of vibe to a hockey game. I mean, fans are special. I mean, I love playing in away games too. Just getting that crowd out of it definitely gives your team some motivation to play a little bit more too. Walking into that rink and not seeing anyone, it was definitely a weird feeling.
I always thought back when I played a long time ago now that even practicing at the EIA, like, it just felt so weird because of all, you know, the noise and everything. But now you get into a game situation, that just had to be so crazy and just such a weird element. What ended up being kind of a crazy season. Of course, you play Flint 12 times, you play Saginaw 12 times. What did that kind of do in terms of those two rivalries, do you think?
It definitely sparked a rivalry. I mean, my first year, we only played them two or three times, so it was definitely not as big of a rivalry. But then last year, having to play them so many times, it just, you get so familiar with those other players, and the emotions carry over a lot more when you have to play teams that much. So even this year, like, we just had that hate for those teams even more than usual.
You even saw it in one of the first preseason games we played this year, where definitely Saginaw and you guys were definitely getting at it. It was a fun sight to see, and Saginaw coming up this week too. What's your kind of game plan going into that game?
We got to play physical. We got to come back, play a lot better defensively. I mean, last weekend, it was an off weekend for us. It wasn't acceptable to our standards, but I think this weekend, we've done a lot of stuff in practice already this week. We got one more practice tomorrow, and I think we can do some damage again this weekend, get ourselves back up in the standings a little bit more. And we need to come out strong because we got a tough Ottawa team on Saturday. Not saying that Saginaw's not a good team. That's a big rivalry game there, and we need to get those 2 points. It's definitely a 4-point game for us. And then we got a big test for us on Saturday with the top team in the OHL.
It's great.
You know, we talked a little bit about this, but what's it been like for you spending your entire career here in Erie so far?
Oh, it's definitely special. I mean, this is my home away from home. I mean, I came here in the summer the 1 year when there was COVID. I mean, just coming here, I'm just so familiar with the spot. I love Erie. I love the people. I love the fans. It's something that you can't really describe to other people unless they come here. And I love it. My family loves it. My family comes down a lot. It's definitely very special to me.
What's been the go-to Erie spot for you? Because everybody's got everything here at Erie. The Erieites and people that come in, they always have one spot.
I definitely think our spot's probably Laurie's, Wildridge. It's outside of Erie, probably. I think it's, what is it, Mill Creek area?
Yep, about.
Right across from Walmart. I think we go there on average probably 2 to 3 times a week.
Wow.
It's, we go there a lot. We eat there a lot. We eat there every home game day, except for Sundays. And we probably go there in between workout and practice at least once or twice a week. So
is that a little like superstition for you guys or anything go into that?
I think it's a little bit of superstition. I mean, even my first year guys went, like, we'd always go there on game days, but we also just love the food there so much. It's so good. And I mean, they love us there. They treat us like their kids there, kind of.
Are there any, like, superstitions for you? Are you a superstitious guy? Like, have to warm up at the same time or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm definitely a superstitious guy, but a superstition is not telling my superstitions as well. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
It seems to go every time I tell my superstitions, it seems to go downhill, and then I have to make them all new again. So, yeah.
What about game day music? What's your what's one of the, just one of the go-to songs you always put in before you hit the ice?
I'm going to be honest, I kind of just listen to country music in my car on the way there, and then the guys just play music. I mean, I'm not a big rap guy. I'm not a big hip-hop guy. I'm more of just a mellow country guy, so I kind of just tune out the music before games, to be honest.
I mean, once you get in that mental state, I mean, that's basically the thing to do for games is just kind of get in there and go. So whole music thing, I'm a country guy too, so I definitely respect that a lot. Once you get into the game, you start getting into it, and the fans definitely help you out through that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So I got to ask you this too. You know, you've been in the league for a while now. That involves quite a few bus trips. What's the best story that you have on the bus? What's the best one?
Oh, on like a road trip?
Yeah, just any good story on the bus, on the road trip. I know you guys had an interesting one coming home from Owen Sound this past weekend.
Yeah, that was definitely, that was a tough one. Guys weren't too happy about that one, getting stuck in Owen Sound for another night. But I think probably my first year in Sault Ste. Marie and a full-on snow fight broke out. When it comes to mind quickly, it's definitely probably that.
If anything, like, doesn't scream hockey right there, I mean, that's great. That is absolutely fantastic.
Any other trips or anything that you've done on the road that have kind of like impacted you with the season or just in general?
I think probably the Sioux bus ride home last year. That was, I hadn't had to do it before because we had Christmas break, so we got to just go straight home kind of after our last Sioux game. But last year, I think we lost there, and going 10 hours from like 4:30 in the afternoon till whenever we got home, it was just horrible. Just sitting on that bus silent for 10 hours. It was horrible. In the middle of winter, too.
I want to say when we played them in the playoffs a few years ago now, they ended up flying because of how long of a trip it is from the Sioux to Erie, how they decided to do it, and that would have been 2015, 2016, somewhere in that range. That cannot be a fun trip. But then again, after a win, though, that 10 hours probably feels a heck of a lot like two.
Yeah, I still don't think it would feel like two. It's a horrible bus trip. You're not going through anything until you hit Detroit. And then after Detroit, you're not hitting anything till Cleveland. So it's one of the more tougher bus trips for sure. There's just nothing around there.
In those long bus trips, what's the one thing that you and the boys like to do, whether it's playing cards or watching TV? Any TV shows you've been watching?
I mean, I watch a lot of Netflix, but we have a monitor, and we'll play some NHL and some UFC on the bus. Guys get really intense into the UFC. We like UFC and football on the team. We watch a lot of it on like normal bus trips right now, where it's kind of just like the day of and stuff like that. I rip some Netflix for sure.
Absolutely. You mentioned football there. Who's your team?
I'm a Giants fan.
Okay. Yeah. Good start to the season.
Oh yeah. I haven't seen a team. I mean, we don't look that good, but we got an easy schedule, so
you'll take that any day.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're fourth best record in the league, and they still have us number 13 as the power rankings. It's tough to see, but Danny Dimes is getting it done. So
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, it's cool that we're doing this now because we get to see you as a player and then you as a person. And getting into the personal side, a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your family.
My family, I grew up just north of Kingston, about 20 minutes. My dad's whole family's from there, so I grew up right around farm fields and stuff like that. And by the age of 8, we moved into town. My grandmother lived right next door. My dad's whole family lived right all around there. And then we moved into town for hockey. But my dad's a police officer. My mom works for DuPont. And my sister attends Queens right now. But my family's definitely a close one. I mean, all summer when I'm home, all I do is really spend time with my family and my friends. I'm lucky enough to have a family cottage on each side, my mom's side and my dad's side, on the same lake. So me and my cousin, we spend a lot of time out there. He's one of my best friends. We do a lot of sea doing, boating together, and we just spend a lot of nights around the fire together, and just we're really close and we care a lot about each other, and it's definitely something special.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned growing up in Kingston. Did you go to a lot of Kingston Frontenacs games when you were younger?
I did when I was younger, but as I got older, it's just...
If you paid attention to it yet, what's been kind of your favorite promotion or something that you've seen? Mine this year was definitely that London game. It was a crazy atmosphere. The fans were in it. I mean, you had just a ton of fans there. The fan fest before that, I think it was one of the better performances from the fans and the players, of course.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I was talking to my friends about it, my family. I'm like, this is going to be something crazy. And I just got a new girlfriend at the time, and I was trying to like describe it to her. I'm like, you won't believe what this is going to be like. And she came down that weekend, and she was blown to like pieces. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, my parents kind of knew, expected it, my sister expected it, but for someone new to see it, they were just like, oh my god. And even me, I was even surprised, because like, our fans just, they surprise me every day with how they how much they get into it and how excited they get about it. It's definitely, I mean, you don't see it anywhere else in the OHL. It's something so special.
Absolutely. When that place is packed, there's got to be nothing like it. It's just so awesome for, you know, the community, for the fans. And yeah, Mario, that was just such a special night. And obviously the result was there. It just, everything just seemed to go right that night.
Yeah, even some fights in that game.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
I mean, nothing gets the Erie fans more excited than a little scrap. So
exactly. And hey, I don't know if there's many better at it than 53, so.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, you bring your physical side, and then another player that I've liked too that brings his physical side has been Kulikov.
Yeah, Artie's a tough guy too. I mean, me and him, we have very similar games. We play very similar, and he's really stepped it up this year in that sense. And I don't know, I wouldn't like to be on the other side of the puck if I was playing against him, if I'm going to be honest.
No, yeah.
He's one tough cookie.
And, you know, picks the right times to step up, and yeah. And yeah.
He blows some guys up, and absolutely. when he's fighting, he's fighting, and there's no turning back, and it's a scary scene to see for sure.
So what's it like when that happens from the bench, or if you're on the ice? Like, can you kind of take us through that?
On the bench, I mean, I'm usually huffing and puffing on the bench. That's, so like, yeah. But then I'll notice it, and I'll get up, and everyone just, it just brings a different kind of energy. Even on the ice, you're kind of just like trying to like hold guys back from like getting involved, but then like you're just like standing there just like watching like, oh boy, like he connected good there, like what, stuff like that. But like, if you're in a fight, like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't feel many punches. I don't feel punches because
really?
My adrenaline's just pumping so bad. Like, when I got jumped in between periods last year and I took 10 right off the head, I didn't feel a single thing.
Wow.
I had goose eggs all over my head, broken nose. I didn't feel a thing till I got into bed that night and I tried to lay down. But it's weird. Like, my last fight against North Bay, I think he caught me in the cheek a little bit, but I didn't feel it. But it kind of gave me that realization, like, okay, now I need to get going a little bit here, because I was being a little easy going. I don't know. It's definitely something that no other sport has, and it brings a certain type of energy and a certain type of entertainment that you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly. Like you mentioned there, and there's no sport that does it like hockey. And that's just one thing. That's just one of many elements that make the game so special. It is just so amazing to enjoy. And it's something you got to be there in person for, too, I feel like. And there's not much better, especially on a home game night, on a Saturday night when the EIA is rocking. Somebody drops the gloves, just changes everything. It's so awesome.
It gets louder than it does for a goal sometimes.
Exactly.
It's definitely something special. I mean, my mom's not too big of a fan of it, but she's definitely come to accept that I need to. That's kind of been going to be my role for as long as I play hockey now. So she's gotten used to it now. My dad loves it. So
an accomplishment for you coming off this weekend was scoring your first goal for the season. How's that feel?
It feels good. I mean, I was kind of waiting for it. It took a little too long, but I mean, that's not my side of the game, so it will come when it comes, and I just got to keep that puck out of the net. So,
when was kind of the time you realized, I want to be a hockey player? Was it younger? Was it kind of take a little bit of time? So when was that moment for you?
I mean, growing up, my mom was a Blackhawks fan. My dad's whole family was diehard Leafs fans, so as soon as I was born, I was kind of put right into the Maple Leafs kind of thing, and then, I mean, right as soon as I could realize what hockey was, I mean, I had my mini stick standing in front of the TV. I'd mimic the players, mimic the goalies. I'd stand there like they were in the national anthem. I'd basically just mimic them all. And then as soon as they could get skates on me, they got skates on me. And from there, it just took off. My dad would sneak me out past my bedtime to watch hockey when my mom didn't know it. I mean, every Saturday night, we'd be watching hockey. My dad would take me to as many games. People would be surprised at how much I'd just sit there and just watch hockey. And then, I mean, when I was younger, we had to move into Kingston because, I mean, I was on the ice at least two times a day when I was like six, seven years old, playing on like three different teams. So it was just like, and doing power skating at the same time, it just became too much. So we had to move into town. And then from there, it just took off. I mean, I loved playing other sports, but nothing compared to hockey for sure.
What was the transition to going to junior hockey?
It's definitely a lot faster. I mean, you have to think so much more, so much faster. I mean, growing up in Kingston, like, my teams were never really that good, so I had to control a lot myself, and the coaching was never really that good. Like, to like a skills degree, our coaching was good in like systematic kind of stuff, but we didn't get that skills, that like training that Toronto kids got. I mean, it's gone a lot better now with some skills guys coming to Kingston, but so when I came to Erie, it was a lot more skill-based stuff that I had to learn, and it was definitely a lot more eye-opening for me. I mean, stuff that I can do on the blue line, passing and stuff that I can make, stick handling, different kind of movements, skating. It was just a lot more eye-opening to me, and it was a lot more learning my first year than I thought I would have to do, but it was definitely a lot better for my game getting into junior and out of Kingston for sure.
All right, so, you know, kind of going back into the personal side of things a little bit more, you know, what are some things you like to do away from the rink and some hobbies you have?
I like to work out a lot. I mean, I do that a lot. I'm in the gym usually once or twice a day. I go with my buddies a lot. We have a lot of fun just doing that, just working out together. But I go out to my cottage a lot. I ride my Sea-Doo with my cousin. I mean, my buddies will come out too. My one friend's got a Sea-Doo. Well, he just actually sold it, but we'll go out fishing in his boat and stuff like that. My cousin and a few of my buddies will go four-wheeling up north. We'll take the four-wheelers. I got an old 1995 Polaris that I'll buzz around on. That was my great-grandfather's that he used to get to the mailbox. And then, I mean, we kind of just hang out and sit around the fire. I mean, sometimes I'll go out, my buddy likes to hunt, and I'll just sit there with him just to pass the time. And then, I mean, that year during COVID was a lot of four-wheeling, a lot of hunting, and some other extra activities like tubing behind four-wheelers and stuff like that. I mean, I used to be really big into water skiing, but it got to the point where I had to kind of cut it off because I didn't want to get hurt because of hockey and tubing and stuff like that. So I had to kind of cut that stuff off. But I loved water sports. I used to love skiing, but I had to cut that out too because of hockey. Can't get hurt. Used to go to Tremblant almost every year with my family. And then, yeah, I mean, me and my buddies, we just like to hang out and a lot outside stuff. Like, we just hang out at the cottages. I mean, a lot of my buddies have cottages too, so we just kind of do that, get out on the water. So most of the summer, I'm just usually out on the water. That's how I grew up for the last 20 years.
That's summer, basically. I mean, for myself too, it's definitely fun to get, you know, for you, definitely good to get back to the family. And it's kind of, for you, also a vacation because you're not playing hockey for so many months.
Yeah, I mean, I still got to work when I get home. I was working at a restaurant that my trainer did, bartending and stuff like that, but it was fun. I had fun with it. But yeah, it's definitely a little vacation. Getting to see my buddies again. I mean, I got a very close group back home that we hang out every week, probably about 3 to 4 times a week. So it's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned kind of the year that ended up not really being because of course, the pandemic. You know, you mentioned that you kind of were able to kind of take some time off from the game. But what was it like not having a season that year?
It was definitely really weird, but I learned a lot that year, a lot about myself and stuff like that. I mean, it was definitely a cool experience, but it sucked that I couldn't play hockey through that experience because I definitely grew a lot as a person. And I actually gained a lot more in my friendship relationships as well, not having school or anything and just working out and then just hanging out with my friends a lot. I mean, I learned how to drive stick through the winter. I learned about a lot about hunting with my other friend. Like, I learned a lot of stuff about life and about myself in those months during COVID that I don't think I would trade for anything. I mean, it sucked that I couldn't play hockey and it sucked that I lost some development there, but I don't think I would trade that for anything because of the relationships that I gained and the knowledge that I learned about myself and about life.
That's great to hear because, of course, wasn't the best thing, obviously, not having a season there, but it's great that you're able to kind of turn that into some positivity.
I mean, a lot of nights were spent driving in my buddy's little sister's two-door Mini Coupe when I was standard just for fun. But, I mean, other than that, I got to spend a lot of time with my family that I hadn't got to since I was a little kid and a lot of just time with my friends that I hadn't got to spend a lot since I was a little kid just because of how busy I've been with life and hockey, and that kind of just got cut and I just got to spend just quality time with them and quality time with the rest of my family.
And, you know, let's transition back into the team. Who's really been the one guy that's pushed you or you've tried to push and really has impacted your life playing with him on the Otters?
Definitely Caleb Smith. That guy comes to the rink every day and he just works his tail off and he gets under your skin in practice. I mean, he even gets under Wes Wolf's skin. This guy is unbelievable at getting under people's skin, but the work ethic that he has, he pushes, just watching him, see him compete, be physical, he motivates me every day to be better as a player and work harder and not want to lose to him because I do not want to hear it from him at all.
It's amazing because, you know, every team's got to have a guy like that, right? You know, you mentioned the work ethic. Like, that's, you can see that with him, you know, from our perspective in the booth every night. It's definitely there. And the production has been great to start the season. It's just, you just can't help but feel good for the guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a pest and I hate him sometimes, but it's a hate that he just is. Just that you gotta love him for, just because he's just getting under your skin, he's just trying to mess with you and get a little joke out of you. But I'm definitely happy for him this year, the way that he's producing and the way that he's playing. I mean, it sucks that he was hurt for a little bit. We've been missing him big time up front with that work ethic and that physicality. He brings that energy to our forwards and even our D too. I mean, I watch him and it gives me energy, so to be missing that, it's been definitely a big thing for us, and we're excited to have him back.
And, you know, how's it been, you know, being the captain and all, and how's it been, you know, with the rookies and the off-season acquisitions? How's it been with those guys?
It's definitely been good. I mean, we have a very close group this year. Everyone gets along very well. There's been no real issues this year. And, I mean, the off-season acquisitions that we got, like Malcolm Spence, Alex Messier, adding Dylan Edwards. I mean, he played a little bit last year as an AP and then fully coming in. George Alboy and finally fully coming into this year. I mean, these kids, they work hard, they play hard, and it's exciting to see the growth that they have and the attributions that they bring to our team.
What's it like going against Malcolm Spence in practice?
Oh, he's so quick. It's unbelievable to see how fast he is and how skilled he is for how young he is. I mean, the kid just turned 16 years old, and I'm 20 years old, and I'm looking at this kid in amazement. I mean, it's definitely something special. I mean, it's really cool to see how good he is at such a young age. He's going to have such a great hockey career because, I mean, he's got that late birthday too. I mean, you got to hate guys that have those late birthdays when you're not a late birthday, but it's definitely going to be exciting to see where his career goes. I mean, I sit beside him every day. You can still tell he's a kid just by the way he acts, and I gotta show him the ropes sometimes, but it's very cool to see how he's very mature too. I mean, I say he's a kid, but it's just how goofy he can be sometimes. He's very mature for his age. It's definitely good to see how mature these kids are coming in now, but I like seeing the goofy side of some of these younger guys, and it's definitely funny.
I was gonna say, like, how has that, you know, now that you've seen it from that perspective and now you're seeing it from a little bit of an older perspective, how does that kind of, you know, has that changed at all, like, from your class going in? Or do you kind of think, man, like, I was that kid one day, or I was that kid back then.
Oh, I was definitely that goofy kid. I never shut my mouth my first year. And when I would come in, I would be talking a bunch, and I'd definitely get a lot of slack for it. But I was definitely not probably the most liked rookie just because I wouldn't shut up. It's definitely funny to see how they come in and just are. I can see a lot of myself in them and how they like to talk and have fun. And I mean, we have a very safe environment for that. We don't give guys crap for any of that kind of stuff. It's encouraged because everyone's equal on our team, and it's definitely the way it should be, because I think it helps not only guys give their voice in the room on what we should be doing, but it also makes them comfortable on the ice too, to make not selfish decisions, but like sometimes you do have to be selfish on the ice and shoot the puck, and I feel like that makes you more comfortable in doing that.
And a fun question for you, what has been your thoughts on West Wolf's suit game?
My first year, he wore a new suit for every game. His goal was to wear a different suit for all 68 games. I went to his apartment for a dinner. This guy's closet is unbelievable. I think his like suits, like it could be worth a house potentially. I don't know like how many suits, but his wife she loves him so much that he takes up the full closet in suits. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. And he's got the hats all over the apartment too. I'm just like, this is unbelievable. But I think he has the best suit game for coaches in the OHL, 110%. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, he puts the effort into it, but he's got a bad addiction for suits. A bad addiction.
That's amazing. I think my favorite outfit was he came into our office on Wizardry Night with the full the sweater going, the mug. It had the glasses. That was absolutely fantastic.
I think his best suit of all time probably was 2019-2020 New Year's. He had like a full shiny
wow.
suit. I don't know if he's going to bring it out for this New Year's because I did
I
ask,
so.
And he still does have this suit, but I don't know if it's going to come out or not. We'll have to see.
Hey, that's a great teaser. I mean, come on out.
See what West Wolf is wearing. Exactly.
But it is going to be a blackout night, so I don't know, because it's blackout night, so I don't know if he's going to go shiny or go little men in black, black.
Never know. Last thing I wanted to touch on here before we wrap things up, kind of to tie it all together, what are you looking to prove personally this season, and what are you guys looking to prove as a team this season?
I think as myself, I'm just looking to prove of how I am as a player and my work ethic. I mean, every year I just come in and work as hard as I can. I mean, that's been my staple of the game before the Otters even drafted me, and probably why they even drafted me. I just come to the rink every day and I work hard and I try to get better, and that's what I do every offseason as well. So I'm just looking to prove that as much as possible and try to prove how I am as a player. I mean, I'm a defensive shutdown player that can make a good first pass, and I just need to prove that to the league and hopefully prove that to some teams this year so I can go play further next year. And as a team, I think we're trying to prove that we're not just a non-playoff team. We're a playoff team this year, and we're going to prove that, and we're going to try and go on a run here and try to win some hockey games and win some playoff series and see what can happen, because I mean, once you get into playoffs, anything can happen, no matter if you're eighth seed or first seed. But we don't want to be an eighth seed. We want to be a high seed, and we want to do some damage in this league this year.
Absolutely. Cam, we can't thank you enough for coming on with us here.
All right, thanks guys.
All right, thank you all so much for tuning in to Off the Record. For Mario Bruni, for our guest Cam Morton, my name is Trevor Cabea, saying so long, and we will talk to you for our next month's edition of Off the Record. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody.